Who wants to kick this bad boy off?
I think Kai's still got some summer school to finish off with the intros. I'm not positive, though.
Whoa. Are you going to be doing the ads then?
Yeah, I was hoping everyone forgot about that.
Could I do the ads? I could try and guess what the ads are.
Yeah, I'll just pass it to Niall.
Your deficit
this video
in ads
sponsored by Walmart.
Is yeah. far bigger than Kaya's deficit in intros. You owe the fans so many ads, it's not even funny.
We can really?
Like every five minutes you'll interject with a fucking ad. Yeah, I can't wait.
He damn near has to at this point.
Really. So for those of you who aren't aware, we can open up the floodgates already. Some other of our intrepid young observant fans has done a tally of ad read counts. And I believe their metric was doing the bulk of the ad read. I, of course, am in first with a pretty healthy lead. I think second place is half of my total. But Charlie has, in the entirety of this show, done five ad reads. Five.
Let's make it clear, those five ad reads were probably the best the show's ever seen. They're the ones that keep the advertisers coming back.
One of them got us almost dropped by them.
That is a good point, but
I imagine like whenever Charlie reads an ad, they're like, holy shit, he was that guy from the Hunger Games. Fuck. I'm really invested in his product now.
Then they double their investment into the podcast. Fuck yeah. Everyone in the office applauds.
How many ads do we
have? Let's actually do an intro. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast. Your four typical losers here: Jackson, Andrew, Charlie, and Kaya. We're joined by Pyrocynical, also known as Niall, or the other way around. Niall, also known as Pyrocynical. How's it going, man?
Hola. What's up? What's up?
So back on.
Back on topic.
Back to the more important points.
Yeah. Kaya has been slacking on the intros, which is why we usually slap him with the responsibility of taking the helm at the start. But
how many are there this episode, though? How many readings?
Three.
You should just title it Ad Reading Podcast featuring Pyrocynical. That'd be
to some of our
that'd
fans,
make more sense.
To some of our fans, that's what it is. There are some people out there who fucking love our ads, man. We're good at it. We sell a
product. Oh, bro, I just thought,
I don't know about that.
This is how you make money. ASMR ad reading. Imagine.
Why?
Because think about it. People tune in to hear your voices, right? You could do ad reading, but in like a whispery, like ASMR voice. So you get the ASMR community viewing your videos, and then each one can be sponsored. Think about it. You start
You're
a second channel.
You're a sick
channel.
Man. Really?
You're
a
no,
sick man.
That's double revenue. You can't judge me for that. You make so much money from that.
You're seeing Niall's true colors now. He's only in it for the money.
Money science.
What the fuck,
15
man.
Seconds. I mean, I'm a YouTuber.
We just enjoy doing ads.
Yeah, we do it for the love of the sport. We're not even paid for it.
I love that. It's like, you disgusting man. By the way, this podcast sponsored by Walmart.
You brought up, before the podcast episode started, you brought up YouTube Rewind, and I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
You guys know it's now the second most disliked video on YouTube. The first is Justin Bieber's baby, but that has like 10 times more views.
Classic. Wow.
It's fucking
it is
wild.
Insane.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
It's going to get, I reckon it will be first. It's about 2 million behind Justin Bieber. Eh?
It's currently, I've got it pulled up. It's at
7.2.
Thanks, Jackson.
I look through your eyes.
Get out of my head.
You're that fucking dude in the classroom who always one-ups the guy that actually raised his hand to answer the question.
Oh, you mean the really cool guy in class? You know, like, he was super cool because he was super knowledgeable.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm raising I'm politely raising my hand, and the teacher goes, yes, Andrew, and I give the answer. But then before she goes back to talking, you go, oh, but he didn't say, and then just start adding in stupid shit. That's you, Jackson.
He was wrong last week.
I would have been the one eating glue at the back of the classroom, probably. Not having any kind of input. Probably mumbling to myself that I'll be a future YouTuber.
Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't even invented back then, was it?
Yeah, ugh.
What did you even have back then? You had some kind of video blogging or something, right? AOL. AOL video site.
I think it was mostly Daily personal Motion. Blog sites like Blogspot or what the fuck ever, and people would just put video clips on it.
There wasn't
question.
Anything like internet fame
yeah,
back
I don't
then.
Think that,
Except, it's really scary, though, like how far we've came with internet and stuff. Because, like, think about it. Like, the internet didn't exist, like, what? Like, how many years ago? And how
At
quick
least
it's...
20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, wait, no, 30.
Jesus.
This is
I'm
the
old,
fastest in human history that culture has evolved and spread. it's fascinating to think about how quickly things get old now and played out.
Oh yeah, I can. I think the worst comparison I can make, but it's true, is like with memes. Like I remember memes that last for like years, and now it's like you get a meme a week or something, eh? Or like a fad a week.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to. Mm-hmm. Part of me wants to shoot myself for comparing such a big milestone of human evolution to memes, but I couldn't think of anything else to compare it to.
So Niall, you remember when memes were cool?
Oh, the impact meme, top text, bottom text. It's great.
Oh, yeah. That was the epitome of it.
How many cats there were as well.
Yep.
You remember science cat? Was it chemistry cat?
Yo, let's get old school rage faces and rage comics. Oh, fuck yeah. Rages. That was so great.
I used to love those.
I made some.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
No. Oh, did you actually?
No.
It was the perfect time for it because I was still in school. That might have been even primary school when that kind of fad hit. So I was the cool kid in class who was making rage comics.
Was everyone coming to you like, Jackson, I need my rage comic fix.
I was their dealer. I was just shuffling it out.
People had like Yu-Gi-Oh cards or like fucking Beyblades or whatever.
I had
Tamagotchi rage. And you just had, hey, look at my rage comic, guys. Look at my epic troll face man and the why you know man. Forever
the
alone.
Why
man.
You know
that
man.
Was also around the same time as Anonymous.
Oh, God.
Right,
yes.
The Anonymous.
Oh, the hacker
thing.
Group.
Mm.
Hacker.
Well, they're still around,
strong,
right? Like,
I thought they'd still be around or in some capacity.
They're just more anonymous
and
now.
And hacker in strong quotations, but yeah.
That's not true. They did some stuff, right? Didn't they one time like upload porn onto the PS4 store or something?
All they would do is find websites with shitty login encryption and just go into them and start changing the layout. That was the most.
It started funny because it started with the Tom Cruise Scientology video, where Tom Cruise went around suing everybody to remove that video of himself talking about Scientology. So these guys would stage real life protests with their anonymous masks, and it was funny, but then they kind of overstayed their welcome and they thought they were super duper cool because they did little non-stunts like depleting the Church of Scientology's ink cartridges by sending them fax messages.
Yeah.
And somehow
I mean, there's a point
cool.
where you almost feel sorry for the Church of Scientology because I think even today it is still such a punching bag for people, eh?
It deserved this.
I certainly don't feel bad for them.
I don't feel bad at all. They brainwash children.
Yeah, I don't even know the stages of it. I mean, I feel like if someone explained it to me, that'd be the entire podcast. But isn't there something about like alien spirits or something?
Zeno.
I don't,
yeah. His name is
right.
Zeno.
The fact you know the name, that is worrying.
Thetans.
You're going on the
Zeno
watch list.
Is the space monster who banished the Thetans to Earth.
Oh, shit, you're
that,
right.
That's actually a fun topic. We talked about the religious...
I legitimately can't tell if you're being serious or not.
I'm being serious, no.
Is that
but
the law?
Here's the interesting thing. You guys remember how we talked about religious copyrights because some shitty Netflix show got sued by the Satanists, apparently? After we did the show, I did remember that the Church of Scientology copyrights everything they do. All of their material is copyrighted. If you leak it out, they can come after you, if you remember and you leak it.
Well, then how did
That's
we...
That's how they keep the top-level stuff secret, which
how
is...
How do we know?
Well, how do we know about Zeno and the Thetans, then? When did we get that manga?
Yeah, because people still leak it. I mean, that's like asking how come there's piracy if piracy is illegal, right? People still can leak that stuff.
Zeno wants to be known.
What they do is, people like Lea Remini, for example, who used to be one of the high-ranking ones, the actress, she would pay thousands of dollars to be even allowed into a room with a little sheet of paper where the lore is written down on. And she would only be allowed to look at it, not take any photos or ever speak to anybody about it. That's how ironclad their stuff
I really,
was, apparently.
I would love to be the guy. Serious. I would love to be the guy who wrote that little piece of fantasy to put on that table. Oh man, that'd be fucking.
It sounds like Harry Potter fan fiction that somehow became
well, that's
an entire
basically what it is.
Religion
for Scientology. Mm-hmm. L. Ron Hubbard was a science fiction writer before he started a religion.
Yeah.
He wrote, like, we're going to the moon to fist fuck the aliens. And then he went, wait, I can make money out of this and turned it into a religion.
Wasn't it a bet? I feel like that's just a rumor, but didn't he make the religion as, like, a bet with a friend? He was pretty well off financially, so he kind of committed to the joke of making his science fiction a religion.
That one I don't know.
Possibly.
I mean,
if you get money from it, then, yeah. If there's monetary gain, that's, like, a real... decision.
I mean, he literally, I think there's a quote of him saying, if you want to make money, the best fraud is religion.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, that quote's pretty well known, but I remember he did the whole, or remember reading about how he did the whole thing as a joke with his friend. So,
that's a pretty epic prank.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a rage face epic true story.
Oh, I want to die. Please never say that again, Charlie. You know, it was a Let Epic Troll Face. YouTube Rewind.
we can get back to that, yeah. I forgot that was what the topic that spawned Scientology.
It's all right. Scientology had a segment in YouTube Rewind. It's easy to get distracted.
So, they probably own it all.
So I have not watched the Rewind. Why don't you guys, in your best dramatic retelling, tell me what I'm about to experience when I finally watch it.
Do you like Will Smith?
Kinda.
Well, you got Will Smith. He's in there.
It's not Fresh Prince Will Smith, though. It's like iRobot Will Smith.
Oh. So,
yeah.
All I'm reading here...
It's even worse than that. It's YouTube vlogging Will
Smith. all I'm reading here, I'm glancing at the comments, is apparently they stole the chair meme from PewDiePie, but he's not even in the video.
It was more like a reference. So, like, Jaden Animation is, like, Storytime Animation. Mm-hmm. She drew the chair in and even did PewDiePie's little kind of swirl design on the chair. So it was definitely in reference to him. But like, I think that was kind of like to fit him in because he wasn't allowed on. So more Jaden like kind of doing him a solid.
He's not allowed on?
Well, he says bad words. If you watch his review video, he said he was never asked, which is kind of the same thing, I assume. Because obviously at his level, you'd get a fucking golden invitation through the door, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, like, he says the swear words, though, which is not friendly for kids and advertisers, so of course he can't go on.
That's not true. A lot of the people in the Rewind say, like, shit and fuck sometimes.
I think everyone on Rewind has said about 5 swear words in their entire lifetime, collectively, if you want me to be honest.
Hold on. KSI was, like, the lead character of Rewind last year, right? And he was, like, spinning a fidget spinner with a train or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
He just fought a guy and then said fuck.
But he
And that's why he's not in 2018. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good point.
Fuck isn't a very edgy curse word at this point, Charlie.
Well, it is for YouTube when everything gets demonetized because of fuck.
Yeah. That's
obviously
did you like,
the
whole motivational like 2 minutes in the middle of the Rewind video where they were all patting each other on the back?
That was easily the best and worst part, because you could tell that they had a good message, but it was so segmented. Like,
what good message?
They tried to fit in about 45 political inspirational messages in the space of 15 seconds, so it just became this soup of nothing. Oh, God.
Yeah, that sounds about right, but what about Fortnite? We all like Fortnite.
I'm so happy they had Fortnite. I kind of didn't think they were going to have Fortnite because it's kind of a small game. No one knows about it.
It was a brave move.
Yeah.
Bold move.
One thing I love is when they've shown all the comments of like what people wanted, and you know for a fact 90% of them were asking for where PewDiePie was, but they get rid of all them and it's like, oh, what's that? Baby Shark? Oh, hell yeah. Let's put that in. Next year, let's have Johnny. Yes, Papa. It's going to be great.
Oh, I forgot all about Baby Shark.
And so did the internet.
I don't know why they put that in. Yeah. And they put, oh god, it's pain.
All those comments were so innocent and cute.
Filtered.
It's like, I feel like the CEO of YouTube just sat down at a computer and just wrote those comments herself and submitted them and then chose them. It was like, perform soccer or something, Roblox costumes, cars in space, ASMR.
I like the comment that said 10 minutes of Fortnite dances because they knew the exact length of when to put mid-roll ads in, and they were probably like 9 years old, whoever made that comment. So that was pretty genius.
The fucking CEO of YouTube probably thinks that their kid-friendly, advertiser-friendly strat is working, so the entire website is nothing but 10-year-olds. So that's why she has like Baby Shark and all that shit in there.
I really don't think anyone at YouTube is delusional enough to think that people are satisfied with the direction they're taking it. I think they just don't care. That was just like a blatant cereal bowl.
They probably wanted to do it more so they can show it to Wall Street Journal and be like, hey, don't make another article on us. Look at us. We're family friendly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a big marketing thing, eh? That's what I gathered from it anyway.
Well, who even gives a fuck about the Rewind outside of the executives and the big advertisers,
well,
I guess?
It used to be kind of like a super cool thing, like a... 2012 to like 2000, I don't remember which one was 13. Turned down for what or whatever. Yeah,
PewDiePie stopped going on, that's when it all went down.
No, he was on for the next 2 years as well, but it started to make this shift from just being like a celebration of like what was big on YouTube, which was kind of fun to like look back on. It was like a time capsule to, hey, well, we like women and stuff. We're not all racists. No, so, it's just sad.
This is they still did the whole like let's show what was big this year. It's just all that kind of shit was annoying. And then in the worst way possible.
It felt convoluted. Like you had Big Shaq on, but his meme was actually 2017. So some of the stuff they were covering from like 2 years ago.
The meme like, historian over historian. Here.
Yeah, really. Do you have a rage comic dictating that point in history?
You'll have to check
his dad on marble.
Susan Wojcicki rage face. Kind of genius.
You know what else is genius, Niall? Movement watches. It's important to always know what time it is, and you might as well know what time it is in some pretty fucking cool styles. Tell them about it, Andrew.
Well, Charlie, movement watches are a versatile line of watches, glasses, and accessories that will help you find the perfect gift this holiday season. Movement watches are about looking good while keeping it simple. They don't blow up your wrist with text messages like those fancy schmancy smartwatches. They're not overly intrusive with notifications. They tell you what time it is, and they look good doing it. They start at $95, so if you're looking for the same kind of watch at a department store in the mall during holiday shopping, which means you're a crazy person, you're going to pay about $400. That doesn't make any sense, so don't do that. Movement has done all the hard work this holiday season, so you don't have to. They've made awesome gift boxes and packages. If you need help giving the perfect gift this season, don't know where to start, the guys at Movement Watches have your back. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/official. Movement is launching new styles all the time, and you can check them out at mvmt.com. .com/official. I personally own 3 different movement watches because I like how much they look. That is a real, actual, true fact.
Yeah, well, I own 4.
Charlie, how many do you own so you can be part of this ad, kind of?
This counts as number 6 for me, and I'm pretty sure I have 6 because I have 4 for myself, 1 for Tiana, and 1 for my dad. So that's 15% off at mvmt.com/official. Tell them Charlie sent you.
All right, that'll fine.
Good ad, Rich.
Yeah,
Charlie.
With that last one, you maybe squeaked out a pity point. There you go.
That was an ad?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought we were doing a topic then. That was so in and out.
Exactly.
you guys are pros at this. Jesus. Yeah, man.
Anyway, Kaya, back to go ahead.
Well, I was gonna let Kaya throw in a topic because he's been coming like fucking firing out all cylinders with topics the last couple of weeks. There he is.
Yeah. I don't know, I took a pretty long nap today, so...
Really?
I'm still a little discombobulated from all of it.
Well, alright, how about this one? Did you guys see that Twitch abuse?
Yeah.
That was posted Jesus. Early this morning?
Did I see it? I showed it to you guys.
Is this just a fucking drama show now? Jesus.
I love when...
It's the big news at the moment, man. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
The first wave of comments I noticed, everyone was like, oh my god, it's Max Mofo. And then people realized it wasn't Max Mofo, and they proceeded to comment... Yeah, guys, it's Max Mofo. He's really fallen downhill. Like, it's the only example I've seen of someone knowing it's not the person and still trying to falsely incriminate that it is them anyway.
I did like that I could close my eyes and imagine that it's Jackson because we sound identical.
Oh, man. Don't say that.
Maybe it was Jackson. Who's to say he's not streaming as, Dead Mothra or whatever the fuck the name
Mr.
was?
Your
Mr.
accent,
Dead Moth.
It was spot on. He just keeps repeating in that Australian accent, get out of my room, get out of my room, and just keeps yelling it and yelling it and yelling it while the baby's screeching.
Like it didn't sound Australian, that sounded like a cartoon.
Get out of my room,
get out of my fucking room.
But it was horrible to watch though, Jesus. Like, yeah, even the audio alone, like, damn.
The worst thing about, well, not the worst thing, but the thing that frustrated me the most was all the comments left behind by people blaming the woman in fucking way. They're like, she clearly... I've got a comment right here from someone on Twitter. I'll read it verbatim. She's clearly aggravating / antagonizing the guy after he's told her to leave him alone. You can tell he's tense, most likely from being in an intense, focused mind state of the game. In those scenarios... in those scenarios, it's just best not to antagonize.
Oh, God. I literally was thinking in my head as a meme, like, he's going to say, like, intense gaming, and you said, like, the next best thing. Like, oh you can't make that I mean, apparently, she was hitting him as well, but obviously,
she,
like,
threw cardboard at him.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see that.
They're both wrong.
That being said, it's not justified.
They are both in the wrong for sure, but one of them is in a bit more
of
the
wrong. You can't say that, Andrew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they both got arrested.
If they're hitting each other, they're both in the wrong.
No, that makes you an incel. Yeah, on today's internet, you can't say that he's anything other than 100% wrong. Not even 99%. You can't say that.
Oh.
What are you talking? He was definitely 100% wrong.
No, you can't say they're both shitty people who shouldn't be parents.
Oh, you're
is that
saying,
fair?
Okay.
Is that a fair
He's
opinion, or is
sarcastic.
She still the damsel in distress?
Yeah. It took me a while to pick up on the point you were making, but I feel you.
I'm just of the controversial.
I don't know the before and after. All I know is that I saw a video of him hitting a.
I mean, I'm just of the controversial opinion. Like it's a real niche idea that you shouldn't hit your spouse.
That's the silliest
that.
Thing I've ever heard, Andrew.
Right?
But I heard that they both got charged with domestic abuse.
Her charge got dropped.
Hooray!
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I assumed hers would. I didn't think they both get charged.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know why would you even, like, just. He had no awareness of it being streamed or anything. He acted like he was totally in his own privacy. No, I'm not saying wait until he wasn't streaming. Fucking, that's why you're laughing. Fuck off.
I don't understand why people can't just turn the camera off. I mean, it's not like she was ripping
deadbeat their wives. What's your fucking point?
I don't want to see it. You keep it off the stream, goddammit. I'm trying to watch Fortnite.
I'm trying to join Fortnite.
Okay, well, while that is part of the implication, that's not what I meant. What I mean
there's
is...
There's actually one... Sorry, go on.
Well, no, I don't understand when people have those moments where he clearly has plenty of time at the computer. It's not like she's physically tearing him away to turn it off and settle this issue. I'm not saying to beat her... But what I don't get is why don't people in these situations, because this shit happens all the time, where it's like they're doing a stream and then they say something super racist or fucked up, or they fight with their spouse or something shitty happens. It's like, if you know shit is going down or you know something is going to happen, why don't you turn the fucking stream off?
Twofold. Here's my first question is in TV, they run their live shows on a delay. So if a guest says something racist or drops the F-bomb, they can quickly bleep that. Isn't that possible during streaming? Like, couldn't you just run the stream on a 1 minute
delay? Is
that a
thing?
But the problem with that,
that's fucking
the
genius.
Problem with that, Kaya, is when you do that, you lose chat interaction. And
no. Wait, Andrew. I didn't mean to cut you off, but even still, you don't even have to cover that base. Even if you run it on a delay, let's say that happened and you have it on like a 10-second delay, it's still going to get broadcast even if you hit stop streaming. All of that 10 seconds is still going to get broadcast.
Okay, I know that, but I mean, in broadcasting, the technology exists to where you run something in delay, and then if you're, say, you have a guest in the studio and he says something fucked up, you can immediately bleep it. Mm. Or you can cancel it outright without it going out. Isn't that somehow...
So wait, you mean as soon as he throws the first punch, a little technical difficulty sign pops up on stream?
Exactly. That's what they do on TV, guys. That's why you don't ever see a curse word on Good Morning America, for example.
Yeah,
because
if it happens.
Yeah, so, I'm asking you, how come it's not implemented on Twitch yet
Twitch knows 80% of their viewers are probably people watching funny fail compilations of people fucking up on stream.
You
gotta
remember, you're comparing a national broadcast with a big studio and crew working behind it to a single guy opening OBS.
Yeah.
Single guy could still hit a button like the abort, I'm beating my wife button or whatever.
The worst thing about that Moth's guy with the stream is that when he when he sat back down, he hit his keyboard and all you see is this little Moth character just doing like a dab or something, or some kind of like shuffle or something. It's just
maybe it was intentional.
It's the most miserable. I pray it wasn't.
What an awful human being.
I blame Epic Games made him that way. Let's sue Fortnite.
The funniest part is really that his wife kind of reminded him that he's streaming. At some point she's screaming like, he just hit his wife on the stream.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he
maybe
still
listen to her. Like, wouldn't you go, oh shit, she's right.
I'm assuming my guess would be he just wasn't a big streamer. I don't know anything about the guy. My guess is there was like maybe three people watching and he just didn't care if they saw. Like, maybe that's it was true. his mom and dad, and then maybe a random guy happened to tune into some intense focus.
The family dog. They gave the dog a laptop. The dog's chat moderator.
His channel is now deleted, so I couldn't fact check his stats or anything. Or I probably could, I was just lazy. But his YouTube channel has about 5k subs, so that should be.
So he's not insignificant, but he has a small audience then.
Well, he probably
is insignificant.
He probably had like 20 viewers at the time then, so yeah, it's not surprising.
I mean,
you gotta think about it this way,
Kaya. Think how many people on Twitch stream to literally nobody. I mean, the fact that he had a small enough collective that this got out there. I mean, somewhere on Twitch,
what are they making a wife beating category?
Well, what I'm saying is somewhere on Twitch right now is or has probably done some really heinous shit, but just no one's ever seen it.
Well, ooh, that's a good point. Yeah. Maybe they forgot their camera and just dismembered a body casually.
That's a good challenge for all of you listening out there. Go out there and find Twitch streams that no one has watched and see if you can find some like crazy shit. Like someone's doing it in real life in their car and ran someone over and got away with it or something.
Someone does that. There was also the same day, there was like a drunk driver who immediately got in an accident and he only had like 10 people watching him at the time. Wow. And that got out. So I'm guessing there's like this group of YouTube heroes, and I'm using that term lightly, on Twitch that are going around making sure that there's not any like bad shit going on.
Yeah. Well, they hit the jackpot then.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, I just thought that'd be fucking genius, eh? Because if we find a bunch of niche, really dark shit on Twitch, then all the mainstream media journalists will start making articles on Twitch and they'll leave YouTube alone. So then we can monetize all our videos and no one would complain anymore. It's genius.
That is genius.
Assemble the army.
Let's do that, man.
When do we put all this in the rewind?
Rewind.
The Twitch
rewind. I can't wait for 2019 YouTube. We'll have like... And I say this is a meme, but it will happen. Like, 3/4 of the video, or at least half, will be dedicated to T-Series. Think about it. No, legit, it's going to happen, eh? Like, come on. There's no way it won't.
I'd be surprised if it did.
It won't.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised. Like, what would they do? Just an ode to Bollywood?
The whole video will be in Tamil.
I love Bollywood movies, though.
Oh, I don't know what they do. They'd probably... what they do? Something family-friendly. Behead PewDiePie. I don't know. Something like that.
That'd be quite
maybe, I mean, technically, that would appease... The Wall Street Journal.
Mm. That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't see PewDiePie signing up for that.
When is
he'll say no.
When is PewDiePie going to challenge T-Series to a boxing match?
I mean, him against... Let me look up the population of India.
1.4 billion.
Right. 1.2?
Yeah, 1.... All right, so one man in a boxing ring.
Wait, against how much is it? Fuck!
1.3 billion.
Damn it. Jackson, we have to compromise.
So, I don't think you'd fit 1.3 billion inside a boxing ring, I'm just saying. Let alone, like, the stadium or the people around it.
He should take
make
on...
a bigger ring.
Well, he could just take on the guy who uploads the videos onto the channel, like the one poor intern that gets that shitty job.
Well, not Greg.
Yeah, Greg was cool.
Okay. Good old Greg over at T-Series uploading, yeah.
I mean, T-Series must have an owner.
Oh, of course. T-Series is definitely a conglomerate.
It started as a bootlegging company, but then it became, like, legitimized with the internet, so I'm sure it does have, like, a pretty powerful owner, like, a really intimidating guy.
I mean, I watched a video that explained some of the backstory, and apparently they're blowing up so big because only recently there's been a plan in India to push everyone having, like, internet or 4G, like, everyone. And there's obviously
free internet access.
Yeah, pretty much. It used to be like a couple hours a day, but now it's like you get packages and shit. And obviously everyone uses that to contact family and stuff. But then they'll get bored. They'll go on YouTube. And obviously because I assume India would be a lot closer cut and less kind of diversity with creators. They just promote Indian content. And obviously T-Series is like the equivalent of fucking Vivo. So, you know, they just promote that to everyone. I think there was a thing going around that if you were Indian... and you made a YouTube account, you'd be automatically subscribed to T-Series, but there's like been no proof of that whatsoever, so I don't think that's true. I think it's legit just there. Because if you go on their videos, like some of their videos have like 20k views, 30k views, nothing. And then suddenly, fucking 20 million views or 70 million views. Like, look, Jesus, man. Like, one video came out 4 days ago, 50 million views, and then the video after it is on like 30k. It's kind of genius.
It's how it used to work. I remember when I made a YouTube account, like as a proxy YouTube account, like in 2013, it auto-subscribed to PewDiePie. So it auto-subscribes new channels to different things. Yeah.
No way. That's not a thing anymore, though, is it?
No, I don't think you get auto-subscribed.
Well, when did you make your account? How many years ago was that?
Probably like 5, I'd say. It was a while back.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not to PewDiePie.
What do you mean?
Well, even if it did still auto-subscribe people today, it wouldn't be to PewDiePie. Oh, yeah, it would be to some of the faceless, unknown losers that were in the Rewind that none of us know.
Yeah.
Hey, you leave Smosh out of this, right?
Dude, I don't know who the fuck
you leave.
Any of them
you
are.
Leave
just
L Smosh
a bunch of random
out of
people.
This. You guys like L Smosh? It's every Smosh. It's every Smosh video dubbed in Spanish. It's great. It's my favorite channel. I love L Smosh.
Is it official or is it just fans?
Oh no, it's official. Yeah. They did
that's impressive.
They're dubbing Simpsons episodes in Spanish now. I think it's time
but
to resubscribe.
But the Simpsons already has a Spanish dub.
Well, not a Smosh Spanish dub.
Wait, so the crew that dubs Smosh in Spanish is now dubbing The Simpsons. That is the most niche market thing I've heard in a long time.
You just don't understand, Andrew. That's why you weren't in the Rewind.
They just put the shut up thing at the start, and it's Smosh now. It's Smosh now. It's verified.
Jesus.
So, okay, I really don't care about the Rewind, but can you succinctly explain why Will Smith was in it? He's not a YouTuber.
He does YouTube. Yeah. He does YouTube.
He is. Oh,
he
Lord.
He's recently became a vlogger. Yeah, he turned to the vlogger scene.
YouTube's pushing it hard as well. I mean, they've paid for it, obviously.
Do you remember that bungee jump shit that you just could not get out your fucking recommended? Do you remember that? He was doing like a bungee jump for his, like, I don't know how old he is. 90, his 90th birthday, yeah, sure. And he did like a bungee jump, and Jesus Christ, it was like a live stream as well. It just wouldn't get out my recommended. It was so aggressively put in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn.
Well, they paid, like, I think they've paid exclusive rights to Will Smith for their YouTube Red push.
Yeah,
he's not doing anything else anymore, is he?
Netflix wouldn't allow that, would they?
Yeah, he's not like. He did one movie with Netflix with Bright. I don't think they care that much. Bright fucking ate
ass. Oh my
god,
I completely forgot about that movie.
Yeah, but
holy
people
shit.
Liked Bright.
Oh, I never watched Bright. I just remember seeing. It. Yeah, apparently it was shit. It was like shit on when it first came out, and now it's kind of rose up to just. I liked it. It's average. Yeah.
It's okay.
I never watched it though.
It's not bad. I like the universe.
But everyone has a very lukewarm opinion. Everyone just goes, it was okay, but that goes for almost everything on Netflix.
Like I've got Netflix in the UK, and I don't know if you guys know, Netflix in the UK is fucking ass. We get about 1/6 of the library that America gets because of licensing. It's ass. Or literally, all we get
is the
Netflix
same library
originals.
I get because I'm in Germany, so European laws maybe. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is. It's. But on the other hand, we do have some stuff that the Americans don't have, and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is one of them. Mm-hmm. That's what I noticed when I was over in America, is I couldn't watch the Fresh Prince, and it really bothered me when I was at Charlie's Place.
That's weird, though, because it's an American property, right? You'd think it'd be...
Yeah.
It's not how it works, though.
Yeah, licensing. Fucking hate that, though. I wish anything...
Smith has to specifically choose which countries he gets to show his movies in. He doesn't like America anymore.
He loves clickbait, though. He's fucking nailing it. I haven't checked his YouTube channel in a good little minute, but
well,
he's...
How do you know?
Well, I just,
you just checked it, then.
Yeah. Jada finally broke me. My family thought I was crazy. I shouldn't have challenged Liza Koshy.
God.
What has YouTube done to you, Will?
It's what
I mean,
YouTube
be getting
wants.
I'll give him credit. For every video. He hasn't slipped into the all caps titles yet.
It's what YouTube wants to do to everyone. True. They want to make the fucking safe, boring, hey, check out me living my life content. It's fucking worse.
It's weird.
It gets views.
I know, and it's boring. It's so goddamn boring. I don't give a fuck about what these people are doing.
Yeah.
No, someone clearly does.
It's kind of something someone would leave on autoplay at like 3 a.m. or they're like 9. And they accidentally escape the YouTube Kids app, and it's very vapid, though. I know what you mean, though. Like, even with the power of editing, which is like a lifesaver, it's still very vapid. Because it's almost like, hey, look at this cool shit I'm doing
while
you're sat at home on a computer at 3 a.m.
To me,
all it is
kids and people with unhappy lives trying to live vicariously through other people. And I love my life, and I'm a happy man, so I don't care about this shit. It's so goddamn boring.
Why should that not work?
Oh, I'm not saying it
shouldn't work. You could say the same thing about streamers, right? Because streaming, it started almost basically because kids who couldn't afford a gaming computer tuned into games they wanted not to miss out on. So this is basically just, hey, I'm going to tune into this rich fuck and see how he lives and how he fills his pool with bounce balls or something.
I agree.
Yeah, and I get that, and I understand why it works, but I'm saying for me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there
as
like
an
me.
Extremely wealthy man, I don't care to see
wealthy
men.
As a man of taste. And
why take a glimpse into Will Smith's life? I already live
that
way.
But I'm saying for me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with my similar tastes, like, I don't give a fuck about this content. I think it's just nothing. It's just meaningless, but it's what YouTube wants to push. So it's fun. It's shitty that all your recommendations
are
garbage.
I assume it's also partly because the people created a vacuum for YouTube when they started complaining about all the Elsa Spider-Man autoplay shit. Like, remember a couple of months ago, everyone was like, dude, this is sick. It's like kids in spandex peeing on each other. Could you remove this from YouTube, please? And YouTube went begrudgingly like, okay, ugh. So now they have to upload new stuff to keep all the little children hooked on autoplay on their parents' iPads. And this
it's
is
scary
it.
That, like, if you think about it, like, probably 85 to 90% of the revenue YouTube makes is kids just mass watching shit on autoplay.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it works, man. But Andrew and I saw it in person. A friend has a child and just autoplays that shit and he's glued to it. It's fucking weird.
It's weird.
He was holding
a fucking tablet and it went to who's the little kid with all the toys?
Ryan's toy reviews,
and he's playing like a real life Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you guys see that Forbes thing? The most paid YouTubers? And he was number one.
Ryan Toy Reviews. Ryan Toy Reviews makes like 30 million a month.
Well, think about it. It's genius. Every single one of his videos is a full sponsorship for something. That's
true. He just brings out a toy and reviews.
Exactly.
It, right?
So every single one
of his. I bet he makes $30 million a month. I bet he still returns those toys immediately after the video is uploaded or finished.
I'm watching one of his videos now. He looks so poor, dude. Like, he's only got two swimming pools. Come on. You gotta get a third.
Not even filled with wine.
But I mean...
So, I mean, describe it to me. Charlie, let's say he gets a sponsorship from Ring. How would that look?
Well, the first thing he'd do would be like, thank you, Ring, for making my neighborhood safer by giving me this to review. And then he would have his father install the Ring, which is incredibly simple. It's a very easy installation process. His dad would say thank you as well. Ryan would then go on to say, you know, Dad, I think this is going to keep us more connected anywhere in the world to our home. And we'll always know who's at our door, which is important for when the toy delivery man comes to bring me more thousands upon thousands of toys. I'll know when he's coming. His father would look down and smile, that's right, Ryan. All thanks to Ring. But it's not just... you know, for getting toys, waiting for Amazon packages. It's also just about safety and just knowing who's coming to your door, even when you're not home. It's always nice to have that, you know, that net, knowing that you're not about to get burglarized at Christmas season for all your toys. Granted, you know, your turrets mounted in the backyard at Ryan's Toy Reviews will probably take care of the job. It's nice to at least know what's going on. And thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices, you'll fucking know, 100%. So, as a listener, you have a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now with a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam, and the starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/official, ring.com/official. I have one, and it's pretty fucking cool.
Congratulations, Charlie. You now have six reads under your belt now. Yay!
I think that one should count like times 10 because I think that just
that was amazing. Can we give Charlie a round of applause for that?
It was good enough. I'll count the previous one, so now you're at 7.
No,
that's so generous.
Thank you.
I'm not
counsel.
Counting this one unless you do the URL. Which
can you get like custom promo codes for these guys? Like custom. Because you could just get one.
Charlie
that says
forgot
like,
it. Charlie,
no, I
URL.
I said ring.com/official twice.
Again.
That's ring.com/official.
Could you just get like a meme one, like just have the promo code be something like I love my wife or something? That'd be genius. Think about it.
Why don't break in and kill her, please?
Please leave.
No, it's /official, everybody.
You should have a promo code, and it's like your social security number. That'd be a good one.
That would be scary.
That'd be super fucking scary.
Oh, that would be cool. I mean, you just know Amazon could do that if they wanted to. With our purchase histories under their belts, Google, if they wanted to, they could make a custom URL like whatever, google.com/your name, and then you go, it's a photo of you sitting at your computer at that exact moment.
With a winky emoji. It.
And it describes what you're thinking about. Like, if you're hungry, it brings up restaurants.
don't forget to eat.
It has the Sims 4 UI over your head. You're a little hungry, Jim.
Jim, it looks like you've missed your laxatives today. Your doctor said you need those.
Don't worry, Jim. I already filed an appointment with your doctor next week.
Kind of genius.
Well, speaking of appointments, though, Niall, there's something we've overlooked, much to the dismay of the listeners. Do you masturbate? Do you have any interesting masturbatory tales?
You got a problem, man. I've watched like three of your podcasts. You bring this shit up every time. You legit have a problem, but yes, I do.
That's on you.
We've backed ourselves into a corner. We have to do it now.
I masturbate.
We're contractually obligated now.
Obligated. That's the sponsor of today's video, just jacking off.
It's
a good sponsor.
Yeah.
Mother Nature. Yeah. Yeah, I ferociously masturbate.
Good. Any interesting tales?
Tell
us more.
I think one time I nutted so hard, I had chafing, and it was actually that bad. It probably nearly started. It could have started a campfire if I tried.
Skin came off?
Ooh. Oh, no, not. Jesus, no. We're not talking like third degree burns or anything. But just, you know, when you just like really just like, you know, fast and quick, like Sonic kind of thing, you know.
Okay, so you just went a little too
hard. Can any of you gamers relate, or am I just a fucking
psychopath? Well, no, you kind of just ended it. You didn't give your body a little time, a little prep work.
Yeah. Have any of you got that thing where you kind of nut, and then like, because you'll do it in a position, and then you'll kind of get like a cramp in your foot or something? Because I've had that like twice in my life, and every time I get it,
are you doing flips?
I think one time I got really bored, I just did it like upside down or something. That was probably where it came from.
Sometimes if I have a wet dream, I'll wake up in pain in like an area of my body because I ejaculated with my dick corkscrewed or something.
Oh,
yeah, because you can't really control.
Spiral.
Sometimes
you can't really control the position there.
Sometimes my balls feel a little tender, and I think it's because of the position I'm sitting in. Sometimes where they get a little jammed in the wrong way. So during the moment, I don't feel anything, but then when I'm done, I'm like, ow, my fucking nuts.
Mm. You jerk off sitting down?
Yeah, most of the time.
Did we talk about that? No, I stand up. I
really
don't want to be like fucking.
I can't do it sat down. I can't. Yeah. I have to either lie down or stand up straight. There's no in between.
I can do it anyway. Lying down, standing up, doing flips, anything is fine. But if I'm looking at porn on my computer, I'm gonna sit down.
It's natural to.
Wait, is there a sponsor for this video for any kind of like gamer chairs? Because that'd be a good segue.
What's yours, Andrew, if you want to plug your racer? I've blown many nuts in my racer.
I'd rather not have them send me a letter asking for it back.
We heard what you said, Andrew. Yeah,
we can't have that associated with our brand. But I'm not opposed to any position. I don't have a specific position, but it just happens naturally when I'm sitting. Like I'm working on a video or something and I go, wait, it's time to jack off, and I'm already sitting, so let's get started.
Yeah, but why not just stand up so you don't have to worry about, like, hitting your balls?
But why stand up at all?
Stand up?
I don't know. It's just much more comfortable for me, at least.
But then you nut on your keyboard.
Yeah, really?
No, no. Do you guys just nut into your fucking pants?
Oh, Jesus.
You use a tissue, so how's it going to get on my keyboard? Standing up, like, give it.
You'll, like, take the shirt off, use it as a cum rag, then just put it back on. It's I cleaned up well.
Charlie has a closet of just hundreds of disgusting keyboards just festering. Rotting.
What do you do? Just stand like a mongoloid staring at your screen while you're standing?
He stands at attention and salutes while he does it the whole time.
With a tissue, of course, for cleanup, if need be.
So fucking weird.
It seems so...
What do you... Well, okay, Kaya, you fucking dip your ball sack into candle wax before jerking off.
And he thinks you're
weird.
Wait,
Charlie, do you look...
That's why I know what I'm talking about.
You're looking
about.
At porn, right? So that must mean where your monitor is, you're like cranking your neck really hard to do it. Do you have a sore neck?
Well, I guess it depends on how like deep I go. I'm not going into like a praying dog position to watch the porn.
See, if I want to get into like an IMAX theater experience, I can recline the chair all the way back and have the porn
like he got he's
me.
There lying on his bed. He covers his bed with petals and he puts on noise canceling headphones and just starts like the big jack off session.
Yeah,
I'm going in.
And then I put on the Oculus Rift and I'm in the porn. But yeah,
that's the only use it'll have.
That's the big thing.
You come back out, your mum says, "Andrew, you've been gone for 2 weeks.
You've ascended.
We missed you.
I was in the oasis, Mom. You wouldn't understand."
I grabbed you by the shoulders. I slapped you. You wouldn't wake up.
But yeah, like
I've seen things, Mother.
That to me is like the big turn off of what you're suggesting here. If I'm looking at my monitor at porn, I don't want to be staring like straight down just to have to see it.
Yeah.
Disagree. I mean, you can always. Well, I guess you could do like a waiter's carry of your laptop, I suppose.
Of course.
Keep it at eye level.
Right, and then
but that's probably not super comfortable.
That's probably not practical. And then your other hand's on your junk, and then when you blow, what's the what happens?
That'd be like a really exquisite statue, though, like the 21st century masturbator, like holding up his laptop in one hand and jerking off in the other. That'd be like this century.
That's a really good idea.
That'd be
the example of a real millennial.
I could see that in a San Francisco art gallery, totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Or the Vatican.
Yeah, the Pope did it last week. He did it last week.
It's a painting hung in his wall.
Do you think he has porn?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what
did
you say? Sorry?
You don't think they ban access to it?
No.
You're asking if the Pope jacks off? Is that what you're asking?
If he jacks off, I'm asking, like, since he always sits on those opulent thrones made out of gold, does he have, like, a little Razer laptop personal use where he just goes on Pornhub and jerks it, you think?
That would not surprise me. I love how it has to be a Razer laptop. Like, if it doesn't have RGB lighting, like, he can't use it.
Yeah, it's gotta be a slick game.
The chroma
setup.
Keys.
The holy lighting.
Channel Jesus.
Needs that tactile keyboard RGB. For when he's searching up his favorite porn sites.
He's probably leaving the comments under the videos asking who the actress is. I can't find her. Has she been baptized yet?
He's so clueless, though, he uses his real name and picture, so it just says Pope, and it's his actual photo.
He'd be the kind of guy on Pornhub who like would leave his actual phone number in the comments saying, "Call me."
Yeah, but no one believes that. Like, he could honestly use his real Facebook account. Oh, yeah, Pope Francis just left his fucking phone number for the Harley Quinn farter. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's true. That's another thing. If I was, like, famous, I don't know if I would want to be verified on Twitter. I'd go like, don't do it. I want to tweet all the shit I want and then say it was fake.
Mm-hmm. Kai, you actually liked a tweet today. I thought it was a really good tweet about, like, to future people, whoever cures cancer, make sure to delete your Twitter account before posting your findings. I thought that was a really cool tweet.
People always ask me, Kai, why do you keep deleting your tweets? This is why. Because some fucking retard is going to go through your Twitter timeline 10 years from now, and you're going to get fired from whatever job you just got.
They just did it again to our poor baby boy Kevin Hart. He's no longer hosting the Oscars because of some tweet that he made 10+ years ago.
Are you serious?
So no one even know what he said? Oh my God. I remember seeing that and he was like deeply apologetic.
He said like, if my boy came home and wanted to play with a doll, I'd slap him and tell him he's gay or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo. 10 years ago, by the way.
Doesn't matter what he said, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then another one.
It's very dumb. I don't know why. It does make you feel like you can't freely express yourself. Like, freedom of speech is a fucking amendment, but yet you feel like you're always got to look over your shoulder. Especially, like, as a content creator, eh? Like, you can't tweet something. Like, do you remember? I don't know what time it was. I think it was, like, 2012 or something, when everyone would tweet, like, the most fuck shit. Like, for memes and that. Like, I guess you just call it, like, the James Gunn era. Where people would tweet, like, really fuck stuff. Like, oh, yeah, just gonna run over, like, 5 children today. LOL. But now it's like, you really need to look at, like, my Twitter, I just post really abstract memes because no one is ever going to be able to decipher what they mean. So instead of tweeting something fucked, I'll just post a picture of a dog at a really bad angle.
Well, they're just going to assume it's fucked 10 years from now.
Yeah, they'll just fire you anyway.
That's the thing. And the Oscars, which was it, the Grammys or the Oscars, after they fired Oscars. Kevin Hart, they got Hannah Gadsby. Gadsby, the woman who has been compared, whose stand-up has been compared to TED Talks, and she's less funny than a TED Talk. I mean, in order of funniness, it's bone cancer in children, dead puppies, Hannah Gadsby. She's so bad. And
is
now
Hannah Gadsby
she
actually hosting it?
I think so. She hosted something, I think. Or she's about to.
No. That's just a rumor, Kaya. Hannah Gadsby, he didn't mean that. You're not trying to accuse you of hosting the Oscars. Just a rumor.
Here it says, Hannah Gadsby touted for Oscars, hosting gig after Kevin Hart steps down. Mm.
No, see, and then it says, here's why Hannah Gadsby is the perfect choice. It's like people lobbying for her to be the...
Which means it might happen.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly. They're, Jesus Christ, fucking hell.
I googled Ryan's toy review to see what you guys are on about, and now my entire fucking recommended is filled with Ryan's toy review and Baby Shark. Baby Shark in Fortnite. Oh, mate, I need to purge my YouTube account. Jesus Christ. Horrible.
How old is he now? He's been toy reviewing since he was like 10. He's probably like 20 years old now.
He's probably a 40-year-old man. He just never grew up. He's probably got one of them like syndromes where you never kind of physically age. So he'll just always look like he's about 8. So they'll just be able to pump money out of him pretty much forever.
Andy Milonakis should have done this first.
Oh, imagine an eloquent 8-year-old.
Yeah. He starts drinking on camera. Jesus, Ryan. Not today.
That would have been genius, because then if Twitch took him down, he could just sue them since he's off age.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, since I was just on Twitter, have you guys seen this poster for the new Sonic movie?
It looks so goofy. Look at his hands.
It looks nightmarish.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was someone did on DeviantArt. That's the real thing.
It honestly looks like a guy in a Sonic costume.
That's what it is. It's a poster for the live action movie. So that's probably what it is.
He's going to be CGI. It's not going to be a guy in a fucking like mascot costume from Disney World.
Maybe it's just a guy in a fursuit.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That
definitely looks like a suit.
You just have Sonic's blank expression the entire movie, just a fake cheesy grin with little eye holes cut into it. That'd be amazing. I'd watch that movie.
He fucks a
it
dog
reminds
to death.
Me of Crash. You know the old Crash Bandicoot adverts on the PS1 where it's just a guy in a fucking suit? Legit.
Yeah,
it reminds me of that.
I would love
you'd
to
just
see
like
that.
Really bad.
If you turn up the contrast in the poster, you probably just see a little man's face just inside the suit.
Oh, that'd be great.
We saw that at the Game Awards.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
I like
Crash
how it
Bandicoot
says from the producers of The Fast and the Furious.
Wait, is it? Oh my god, you're not even lying. That's fucking AIDS. What the fuck?
What a perfect fit.
A whole new speed of hero.
That's like some bit defense shit from Jackson. Prepare to speed.
Hey.
They're just there like, what's fast? Cars. What's fast? Sonic. We got it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't say I feel it very well.
Doesn't Sonic wear big white gloves?
Yeah.
It's his hands that creep me out the
most. I know.
They look like they're just going to
choke you.
Because
they're so tiny.
They fucked up the hands so badly. They look like monkey paws.
Well, it's like the anatomically correct calves and the horse haunches he's having there, like an Olympic runner. Look at that. That's a human.
Yeah, that's 100% a human. There's nothing hedgehog about those calves.
The more we say about it, the more I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, man. Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
Oh, like a film you'll hate watch kind of me.
Exactly,
Yeah.
There's been some real good ones in that market with Predator being a new front runner.
I never watched that. Was there any... I noticed in the trailers they tried to make it like big epic comedy.
Oh man, we talk about this a lot, so I'll just gloss over it. But Niall, if you are looking for a movie to just go in knowing it's bad but have a good time watching it, I cannot recommend Predator highly enough.
Nor can I. It's fucking amazing.
It's an incredible movie. Right.
You say that, but I think Sonic is gonna hit a niche where the whole movie theater on day one is gonna be full of furries jacking off in the dark.
Well, no, it's gonna hit an even worse niche. It's gonna hit the Sonic the Hedgehog fan base niche. If you want to see
what he just said.
No. There is a staunch difference in degeneracy between furries and Sonic fans. If you want the true darkest corners of the internet, look up Sonic the Hedgehog fans and what they do.
What is it about Sonic that attracts those kinds of
really
people?
Weird. I thought Sonic fans were just young people like children who go on Steam and leave a good review for
it's Sonic fans that are the teenagers that write their own headcanons and their own universes for Sonic, and the places that they take them are just something else.
Okay, you mean like the Chris Chan Sonichu?
Yeah, Chris Chan is a good example, yes.
I see. Oh god, I wonder what his take is on the Sonic poster.
Oh, ooh. Let's look it up. I'm going to look that up right now.
While you look that up, Andrew, why don't we talk about Quip?
Quip, everybody, is a nice little electric toothbrush featuring sensitive sonic vibrations that will gently guide you to brushing your teeth the proper way, as well as a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Quip is a toothbrush that doesn't focus on being fancy. It's got one speed, not 30, and it tries to remind you of good brushing habits to get you a nice clean smile rather than upselling you with features that you'll never use. It makes holiday travels easy and clean with a multi-use cover that mounts to mirrors and unmounts, and you can slide off bristles for on-the-go brushing. Quip's a gift that keeps refreshing, with brush heads automatically being delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, so you will never have to worry about using old, worn-out, ineffective bristles again. I have used Quip, boys. I have put a Quip toothbrush in my mouth and let it slide over my teeth, and I gotta say, for the handy little package at just $25, it's a pretty impressive piece of technology. That's why I love Quip, and it's why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. Quip is the big ticket tech gift, a great stocking stuffer, and starts at $25 at getquip.com/official. If you go to that link, you can get your first refill pack for free with the toothbrush, and you don't even have to tell your Secret Santa that you're getting them toothbrushes for Christmas, because it's a worthwhile gift this holiday season. That's your first free refill pack for free at getquip.com/official. Anyway, I am checking Chris Chan's Twitter, and it doesn't seem he's responded yet, so...
He's died of excitement. He's gone.
He does believe that he's now psychic, apparently. He says, and that is not to mention the psychic headaches and body-numbing movements that have been off and on with me as well. This is all part of the process and progress in the dimension merge. What is that? Is he now making up his own Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Been going on this thing. I heard about this like a week ago, where apparently alternate realities exist and two of them collided a while ago, and now there's a bunch of after effects, such as literally the romaine lettuce recall.
Elon Musk.
Someone listening is going to absolutely come in and correct me on a lot of this. I don't remember all the details, but apparently, yeah, just two of them slammed together, and now we're experiencing all these like weird anomalies because of it.
I'm so happy that Chris Chan is the one to break the story. Like the paradigm.
He's the one who noticed. He's the avatar, the only one who can control the galaxies. He noticed the fluctuations in the quarks.
I like how the romaine lettuce is like the nail in the coffin. That's how he knows now that the romaine lettuce has been recalled.
Fuck me. That took a second to kick in. I saw all those memes saying how like romaine lettuce has killed more than like guns in America. I was like, that's not an accurate statistic.
It doesn't even killed anyone. 45 people.
Is it not?
It killed two people.
It did? Oh, last I read only 45 people got sick and that was it.
Yeah, for context, hey, look, guys, listen. it wasn't the fucking lettuce that killed anyone. Lettuce doesn't kill you. It was bacteria in the lettuce.
Well, wait, it was all right, you pedantic prick, okay.
Yeah, that's what it
is. I'll take any excuse to demonize salads. Niall, here on this podcast, we have a new mission, which is making all men in America fat, so we look good.
Yeah.
America's pretty much already on that anyway, so I don't really think you need to have any kind of input.
We have to continue to steer the ship, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good enough yet. But romaine lettuce, though, that shit gets recalled like once a year. I don't know if you guys keep up with that, but it got recalled like only 6 months ago, too.
Yeah.
Like the boogeyman of
food.
They'll
probably give up.
Yeah,
like,
stop buying it.
Yeah, it's only killed three people this year. Just might as well put it back on shelves.
What,
whatever.
Is there like some joker out there poisoning the lettuce supply?
He's probably
cities?
Watched our podcast. He's like, all right, I'll help him out.
Yeah, cut the salads. I'm reading it. I'm looking into it right now. I could be missing info, but apparently 52 people are infected, but no one has died.
Okay. Yeah. All right, just slap him and tell him to stop being pussies then. It's fucking lettuce. You're going to let lettuce kill you?
It's not lettuce. Niall already told us. It's the bacteria
in the
lettuce.
You know what helps with infection caused from lettuce?
Hmm.
more lettuce. Give them more lettuce. Like, yeah. they have an IV drip, just fucking lettuce. Like, it's not even a liquid. Just put a solid Romaine lettuce in the fucking IV stand. Just
the homeopathy method. Just keep dumping little minerals in there.
They just rub fucking lettuce on your chest or something. It will help. It'll draw out the bacteria. Some shit.
A bag of just rocks that are supposed to have spiritual energy tapped into your veins.
That'll help. Save. I mean, LA would fall for it.
Oh, no fucking doubt in my mind. Here's some raw sewage. We didn't want to treat it. It's much healthier this way, like our forefathers drank.
If you just say organic sewage, like, people would actually drink it. Put the word organic in front of it.
That's fundamentally what raw water is, which is a huge movement there. Raw water is quite literally just sewage.
I heard about that. Oh, you know, do you remember Juicero?
It's fundamentally raw.
Do you remember Juicero? That fucking news. Yeah. So the guy that did Juicero, he's trying to tap into, like, the whole culture of raw water, but I don't get it. Like, that's where you'll just get fucking E. coli or cholera and die. Like,
there's a movement, and it's more than just in the Silicon Valley and everything. There's a movement where people think early humans were healthier for some reason. Yeah. So now everyone wants to try and be like a primitive man. So they decline vaccines. They eat only, like, raw meat and only meat diets. They try and drink, like, unfiltered, uncleaned water. I can only look forward to when all of them just start dropping dead. So that way that
makes sense. And then they'll live to the ripe old age of when those people lived back then, to be about 46.
22.
Yeah. Well,
46. Yeah, that's Jesus. Very generous.
Well,
that's very generous.
Remember, we fought about this on the podcast before? You guys have 180'd. Kaya, you were screaming when I brought this up earlier. You were like, they live longer than that. We looked it up, and it was like average age was about 40. Remember?
Really?
We had this exact discussion in the first, like, couple
what
episodes.
What period are you talking about, though?
I'm not talking about, like, cavemen. I'm talking about, like, modern man.
Oh, but I think we are right now. I think what Charlie means is the old age, literal caveman.
Oh,
who only
okay.
Nuts
how do we know that one, though? How do we know that?
Well,
what do you mean? How do we know that?
Twitter.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Twitter, the most trusted news source.
You check their Twitter accounts, prehistoric man 64.
We were all in the ballpark. I just looked it up. Apparently, a caveman lived to be about 30 to 35.
Wow, that's not a bad run for back then.
It's really not.
Yeah.
That's fighting some, like, early predators with a literal shit water and poopy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
there must have been some
either way, seeing as I'm 27 years old, I don't think I'm going to be starting those diets or fads anytime soon.
Oh, that's a good thing that I just noticed the other day. Google define middle-aged.
Really?
And read the description. It says middle-aged is a person about 45 to 65.
Wow.
Who the fuck is middle-aged at 65?
Wow.
I think I'm gonna die at 65. I think I'm middle-aged now. Who are you talking to? Who are these superhuman elves?
Well, it's probably the cavemen that were apparently just fucking tanks that could live to 35 in the worst conditions imaginable.
I love you're just so, like, mesmerized by that, Charlie. Like, the entire fucking village should have been eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, but this one man lives until 35.
He himself skewed that statistic to go to 35. Everyone else was dying at, like, 8, but he just kept trucking.
Well, a lot of them would die at birth, off birth, or they would die off their teeth, of teeth infection and such. Yeah. Cavemen used to have rough lives. I don't know. 35 is very good. Yeah.
It's extremely surprising. Like, it's like fighting constantly for food. Fighting each other? It's crazy.
Okay, so here's, since my nap-induced amnesia is dissipating, Charlie, how do you like cockroaches? I sent Charlie a video earlier today about Chinese farmers who are now farming cockroaches, which
We've
means they're just...
We've spoken about this before, right? The milking them?
Yeah, but it's leading to a question. These guys are just farming cockroaches in China because they make medicine out of them and food. Charlie, would you eat cockroaches if each one extended your life for a day?
I think I would, I know we talked about this at some point, and at the time I was kind of against the whole idea, but if it really is as powerful as they say it is, with the cockroaches being like this fountain of youth elixir, then I'll start like eating cockroaches and like milking their udders or whatever it takes. I don't mind.
All right.
Yeah, 100%.
See, to me.
What about you, Niall? Are you afraid of cockroaches like I am?
I mean, it's the UK, so we don't get them that much. Our biggest problem is probably House knives. Spiders. Knives, yeah.
Knives. Acid attacks.
Stabbing house each other. House
spiders. House spiders with knives. House spiders with knives and little jars of acid. I think the acid Facebook over comments. Here is actually being regulated a lot better. Yeah.
What acid's being regulated?
I think so. Like, you can't... Because before it was, like, little Trevor who's, like, lost his game of Fortnite and buy, like, a whole pack of, like, battery acid to, like, throw on someone, but... Now I think they ask... They probably treat it the same as an energy drink. It's like, you need to be 16 or over, you need ID. It kind of makes sense. Like, knives are rampant, acid attacks are rampant. What do? You can't drink Red Bull until you're 16. It's kind of genius.
Checkmate, we got him. It's over.
They got him. Oh.
I fucking hate cockroaches, but if they're really that good for you, I'd go for it. I'd do what it takes.
So here's my look on this. Do you have to eat it as is? Can I just like put a bunch of them into like a patty or a blender or
that's
something?
That's what they do. They do that. There's cockroach bread that they're making
and
right
then
now.
Then absolutely,
like
I'd eat it without a question. As long as I don't have to eat the...
Yeah, so what you could do...
Well, that wasn't my original funny question, you pricks. I'm not talking about, like, protein powder. Okay, making
you
a delicious...
In with other
cockroach flavored... Imagine...
I'm not talking about a delicious banana cockroach smoothie. I'm asking Charlie if he would eat a live cockroach if it makes him live
a
longer.
A live cockroach.
That's yeah, like I said, I would definitely do that if that's what it took.
Okay.
You feel it wriggling around in your tongue.
Not until you.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I feel like such
a.
I feel like such an alpha male. Like I hate you so fucking much. I'm literally eating you. Like you know.
What's one more? What's one more day of life when you have PTSD from that experience?
I wouldn't have PTSD.
PTSD.
I'd probably feel
on Fear Factor.
Yeah, Jesus, you vagina.
Yeah, I'd probably feel so fucking good after I ate the first one. Like, damn, that was cool. And then I just start doing it for the sport. Yeah.
What if you had to funnel them into your rectum, though?
I wouldn't do that. That's too much. I couldn't
That's your limit.
What? I couldn't cockroach.
No, don't bring
myself.
Me into this. I want nothing to
we
do with
to
this.
We need to know. The world needs to know if you would funnel cockroaches into your rectum, Niall.
In my asshole. If I got some kind of benefit, like, I don't know.
How about an orgasm?
What if a really cute and hot girl you like gave you a kiss on the cheek?
Okay. Yeah,
the
go
girl's
on.
A cockroach.
The girl's a cockroach? Oh, hell yeah. Put like five of them in my asshole. There you go.
It's a skin
genius.
Suit made of thousands of cockroaches. Whenever she shakes your hand, it pulsates and rides underneath yours.
Don't cockroaches just never die, though? So like, or is that just with the radiation thing?
That's actually a myth. Cockroaches are resilient, but other smaller bugs are even more resilient, like grasshoppers.
Oh, no.
Well,
I was going to say, like, I was worried that Charlie, like, poor little innocent Charlie, after hitting the gym, he does a little like whey protein cockroach flavored shake. All the little cockroaches in there, and then they're like still alive in his gut and shit. So,
Well, no, you can't blend them and still have them alive. But if you pluck their heads and legs, they're still gonna be squirming around. Yeah,
do they regrow?
If you give yourself a full like cockroach enema, it would not be pleasant.
Never say
imagine.
That sentence again, please. Thank you, cockroach enema. I don't want. I hate that. That's
I feel it crawling around inside.
Please don't.
Someone make some fan art, please. Cockroach enema.
Yeah, let's not.
We don't even need the fan art, actually, Niall. There's a very popular. Well, I guess not very popular. It's doing it a big justice there. There's a movement in Japan, I believe it was, that Jackson has shown me, where they actually do like cockroaches in vaginas pretty often.
What was that? Ooh. Genki Genki or something?
Yeah. Genki,
oh, the website.
Genki,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, something
cockroaches,
like
centipedes. Centipedes are creepier to me.
That's the most popular thing in Japan right now. Like, that's not just a niche fetish website. That is all over the place, and everyone's looking at it.
It's their Fortnite.
Yeah, they can't get enough.
They do Genki Genki dances.
Really?
You should. Yeah.
I think
over
the
there.
Prime Minister yesterday declared it Genki Day. He just loved it.
I hate that you guys know this. You're just this encyclopedia of like the most fucked shit that like barely doesn't break a human right. Barely.
Yeah, it really treads the water.
It's a useful skill to have.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Is this because I noticed, Charlie, you cover some really fucked like niche trends on your YouTube channel. So will it literally just be something that Jackson tells you and be like, oh yeah, hell yeah, and I'm going to share it with the world and make them suffer?
No. I don't do any underhanded shit like that. If they tell me something that I didn't know about on the podcast,
shit.
It stays on the podcast. What do you mean bullshit? What have you told me that I've talked about outside of the podcast?
Well, the most recent thing I can remember was last week when we were talking about the... What was that new wizard movie? Fantastic Beasts.
God, you cocksuckers, by the way.
You stole my idea about the muggle, not the muggle juice. What's the transformation juice called?
Polyjuice.
Yeah, you stole my idea about Hitler polyjuicing into Grindelwald.
Yeah, no, I just took credit for that. I didn't make anything on it though.
You have to have a little like thing come up in the corner, like joke copyright, Jackson, just in the corner.
Yeah,
like
Charlie,
a fucking, like a meme sources. Video watermark or something.
Cite the sources for your jokes next time.
Andrew, did you see that turd?
No.
Oh, you piece of
right,
shit.
Right, aren't I?
Such a good movie.
It was great.
Fuck you.
Well, you may as well tell everyone how you thought it was, Kyle.
Boring.
Disagree.
My opinion of the movie was better than the 30 minutes I sat there watching ads.
You can't let that factor in with the movie,
really.
Though.
No, it made the movie look better by comparison is what I'm saying. It made me so angry. It made me so fucking furious. Because two tickets in Germany, if you get the good seats, will run up to like 30 euros, and it was 30 minutes of ads, which means I paid a euro per minute that they made me watch ads. I'm going to the movies, you're making me watch ads, you cunt. You know, 30 euros could pay for 1 month of Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon Prime Video combined. I go to the movies, you're still making me sit through 30 minutes of it? What is wrong
with you? I guess
you pay
for the
get
cinema.
Rich.
Concessions and stuff are like $20 for popcorn and
concessions
and
are always what racks up the money. I mean, I guess you half go to the cinema for the experience, eh? But I know what you mean. It is overpriced as shit and there's still ads, but...
I don't even mind the popcorn and the Coke being overpriced. Fine, whatever. Okay, I'm not gonna... I don't feel like... I'm lazy. I'm not gonna smuggle a 2-liter bottle of Coke into the cinema. Whatever, fine. Fuck me there. But my time? I paid for this shit. I paid for good seats and you're still raping me? What the hell is wrong with you?
Wait, when you say ads, do you mean trailers? Or do you mean like the actual
advertisements? Both.
Ads.
I don't want to see trailers either, dude. I don't give a shit. If I want to see a trailer, I'll go on YouTube or Twitter. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
I prefer to see the trailers over the ads.
Well, me too. But what they do is it's like 25 minutes of advertising and then 5 minutes of trailers. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
They play the film in its entirety, though, right? They don't have, like, a fucking ad break halfway through the film. Like, imagine
that.
Jesus Christ, imagine
that. That's gonna happen, though.
Oh, my God.
That probably
I think
will
that's
happen,
close.
Actually. Not gonna, and that's when cinema will fucking die.
That it's close. People are docile. Nobody's rebelling against this shit. Nobody's saying anything for some fucking reason. It's close. I mean, they already have screenings with the break in the middle. Not an ad break, but a little, hey, everybody go piss and get more popcorn and buy more of our overpriced Coke.
Oh, they don't have
kind
that
of
over
a break.
Here. Well, they just stop the film.
Some movies do, some theaters do, some don't, and you can choose the screening based on whether or not you want a break in the middle.
Oh, that's fair, yeah.
I think that's fair. Like it. I like the break if it's just a 5-minute intermission. I think it can be useful.
I think it's
if you
good,
really
yeah. Like, I've never actually went to the cinema and not left with a fucking full bladder once I've
See, Niall, that's because you sit down like a goober and then you have to drink your entire Coke in the 30 minutes of those advertising runs.
Yeah,
and if you don't,
that.
It's gonna, all the ice in it is gonna melt and now you have watered down piece of shit.
Oh my God, this guy's fucking got it. Holy shit. You've just fucking exposed cinema in like one sentence. You're gonna have the fucking cinema hitman come out and find you now, dude. That's so true, though. Fuck, I never thought of it like that. I mean, I don't buy concessions anymore when I go cinema, but I usually just sneak food in.
I'm an idiot. I like the popcorn. I know I'm not going to be able to sneak a bag of popcorn under my shirt like I'm a pregnant woman. You know, whatever, suck it up. I'm going to have to pay for it. Fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Plus, you don't want to do that when you're with a girl, like, look stingy.
Oh, no, but for sure, yeah.
30 minutes of ads? Come on. Anyway, the movie was whatever. You were a little unfair, Charlie. You said that the fat guy, what was his name? He said that his memory wasn't erased, but he does kind of sort of explain it. The reason.
Oh, yeah, his reason? Yeah, I didn't have any bad memories.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he kind of says, well, it only erases the bad memories, and then this chick here, I forgot her name. She filled me in on all the bad ones that I had forgotten. What I don't really... It's fucked from start to beginning, to start to end, but I already forgot most of it. Reminds me.
Prequel to the original Fantastic Beasts, isn't it?
No. It's a sequel to the original. This Fantastic Beasts series is a prequel.
Yeah.
Well, Niall, we just have this tradition now here, this new tradition on the podcast where we dump on this movie. We've done it in the past.
every podcast, you just take a fat dump on this movie. I respect it.
The past two, yeah, because Charlie really hates it. Jackson hated it. And they made me buy tickets.
I haven't watched it. I watched the original. Like, I, because I'm a fucking retard, I kind of hate prequels because it seems pointless because you know what happens. Obviously, there are exceptions, like, you know, Red Dead 2. I know that's a game, but that was a prequel, and you pretty much knew what was going to happen to everyone in Dutch's gang if you played the first one. But obviously, because it was still an experience, it was worth playing the game. But yeah, when it's a film, it's a much more linear experience, eh? So it's like, if you know what happens in the end, well, it's kind of the fucking point. It has to be really good to engage you.
But, which is not a whole lot happening. It's a weird movie where you're... The girl really did date rape that guy. Nobody seems to care about that.
That's what I said. No one cared.
Yeah. There's this part, Niall, where the fat guy, he gets enchanted by this wizardress. Or whatever her name is. I don't know any of their names.
Yeah. Wizardress is a new word I've heard today. I'll take that.
Whatever. What is her name?
Woman,
you go. Okay.
Daddy? Something? Daddy?
Female
daddy,
actor yeah. number three.
Dad, daddy? what is this, sugar like, girl?
It's something like that. It's
anyway, this fat guy gets enchanted by this woman. She casts a love spell
Queenie,
on him.
Queenie,
yeah, and he wants to marry her because of it, and nobody seems to have a problem with this fact, and then she acts like he's the crazy one because he had a problem with it. Oh, what else was there? I really don't remember a whole lot of it. Thank God.
The Titanic.
Thank God.
The Titanic bit at the end when they're in that crypt, the graveyard place where the whole movie turned into a soap opera. I kind of started giggling by myself in the movie theater because one of the characters goes, "No, Carvis is dead, dun dun dun, because I killed him, da da da." This whole, okay.
What if the franchise of Fantastic Beasts is itself a Horcrux? Has anyone thought of that? An essence of Voldemort's soul. Yeah, you just burn the Blu-ray copy and Voldemort fucking dies permanently.
JK puts a Rowling. Part of her crusty coot just right in there.
I'll never die now.
But what I really hated, though, was movies today, this goes for a lot of them, you can't have any sort of closure anymore. Everything has to be part of a universe. Everything has to be part of a 10-movie run. Because TV has kind of over it's one, like a series like Westworld, for example, you couldn't do in movie form, right? It has to be several seasons of 10 episodes each. You can't just tell a good story in a single 120-minute movie anymore. So they all have to be multi-part. Okay, I get that, but could you at least throw us a bone and wrap up some of the plot points? This movie has like 5 plot points and none of them get wrapped up. None of the romances of their, which is plenty, the blood pact thing, none of it, nothing.
In many ways it felt like the start of a franchise, like they just completely disregarded most of the stuff from the first movie and used this movie to set up like plot points for the next 3 movies or so.
I just hate it, like can you give me at least one thing that I could call an ending rather than give me 5 different things that just say, hey, you have to watch the next movie if you want to be satisfied.
You just don't understand J.K. Rowling's genius. I think that's the problem.
She's too far ahead.
Yeah. She sees into the fucking future.
What if she's J.K. Rowling? What if she's a Horcrux? Huh? Huh? Exactly.
Are you proposing Harry Potter? Are you proposing we kill J.K. Rowling?
I never said that, okay. Yes. I never said that. Never. Never kill J.K. Rowling.
But you're never hosting the Oscars.
Yeah, Jesus. Rest in peace, your chance at the Oscars.
You're just linking the description several articles on how to hide a body. Like, we're not insinuating anything, but, you know.
Just a statement.
Yeah.
You a Harry Potter fan, Niall?
Not as much as I wanted to be, Chief. I mean, it's a UK thing as well, so I feel like in the UK you kind of have to be a part of fan by default. But I watched all of them kind of religiously as a kid, like on VHS and shit. I never actually... What was the last one's called? Deathly Hallows.
I never watched
the Deathly Hallows. I've watched everything up until then. When Deathly Hallows came around, it was just like, I'll pass, Chief, and I kind of just stopped watching.
It's too old.
Yeah. Just kind of lost interest in that. To be fair.
Those two last movies were just Harry Potter goth phase.
Harry Potter goth phase. More of a reason to not watch it then, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see it happen.
That's another thing, by the way. In this movie, in this whole franchise, actually, there are no cool badass magic battles. Like, why the hell am I supposed to tune into this? It's just like some 200-year-old alchemist being goofy on screen instead of cool battles. Like, right, the Harry Potter franchise had, you know that moment where Dumbledore is facing off against Voldemort in, like, the train station or something? The sparks of plasma, lava, magic flying everywhere. It looks dope as hell. Like, that's cool. Or that other scene where Harry and Dumbledore are destroying some Horcrux, and Dumbledore encases the whole sky in some sort of firestorm.
Yeah.
That is badass, right? Fantastic Beasts doesn't have any of it. It has, like, a monster cat running around for a little bit, and then they defuse the situation by playing a little jingle with a little toy for it, and that's it. There isn't any fighting.
Well, at the end, there are some blue flames.
That's not... Yeah, but that's still boring. The Grindelwald just... He casts a little fire circle, and then people walk through it. It's not... There's an unnecessary sacrifice where she goes, oh, you run, I'll stop this fire, and that's it.
By making the fire significantly worse.
It just works. None of it was good.
Yeah, it's a stinker. It's a movie that's fun to shit on, though. But we're reaching the hour and a half mark. So, Niall, if you want to plug anything, if you have any last-minute topics you'd like to talk about, ask us any questions, please, fire away.
I got one, actually. So, I wanted to ask you guys this earlier. I know Charlie is, like, obviously, he runs Critical. I don't know if any of you guys have anything running in the background YouTube-wise. But this is mainly for Charlie, but if you guys want to pitch in, obviously. How are you guys feeling with, like, YouTube at the minute? Is there, like, any kind of goals you want to reach or anything? Or not subscriber goals, but it's really hard to word this question because it's so broad. But I guess it's, like, do you see YouTube, like, your channel, Charlie, is like, just something that you shitpost memes on? Or do you want to kind of grow it into something where, you know, you'd be making content that you go, holy shit, that was fucking epic. Not saying that you don't do that already.
Well, Niall,
obviously.
What are you?
I'm trying to word it right. I'm saying more like, how do you, I mean, where do you see your channel like 2-3 years from now? Or would you even be doing YouTube then? I probably should have just said that. It's probably a better way.
Well, Niall.
But I'm down for that pyramid scheme.
Not to shit entirely on your underpreparedness, but I have 124,000 subs as the time of this recording.
Fuck.
So I also have a slightly successful channel. And then to follow up on your question, I think YouTube is the worst website I've ever used in my life. And my goal of YouTube is to see it actually become competent at some point.
Yeah.
I have nothing but disdain and hatred for the people who run it and the community it fosters.
No. Where do you see it in 3 years?
Hopefully
Andrew?
Deleted and my Twitch blows up.
What is your goal, though, Andrew?
It used to be to get 100,000 subs, and then when it happened, I was excited and happy, but then when I looked at what YouTube's become, I don't think I enjoyed it as much as I got it in the past.
Hitting milestones isn't an accomplishment anymore because of the state the site's in. Yeah,
exactly. It's really weird. It took a lot of the wind out of it. Like, I'm happy that a lot of people support me and like my stuff, but the community that it is in now compared to what it used to be, it's kind of a hollow victory. I just think YouTube is just all about, like, you can get to that milestone now if you just game the system. Just look at what gets put into algorithms and hit it and talk about currently popular trending things and you'll get it yourself, no problem.
Yeah, like those disgusting commentary channels. Thank God I'm not one of them. I would never do such a thing as discuss a trending topic or slash popular topic.
But I think YouTube is a garbage website from top to bottom. I think it fucking blows.
So you'd never treat your channel, you'd never ever try content with like high production value. You'd keep doing
it's not
like,
worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. The amount of effort that you put into making content is never rewarded in turn, and you get a much, much less. Like, why the fuck would I put a couple days into making something flashy or cool or neat when in a couple hours I can shit out jokes about currently trending topic and get the same or even more popular response?
Yeah. I'm kind of happy that you feel the same way I do.
Yeah.
It's definitely annoying as shit because I do commentary and like I'm kind of getting fucking sick of it. I mean, I have been for a while, but I'll kind of be like, oh.
Are you announcing your retirement on our show
right
now?
Yeah,
do it.
I am. I'm quitting. Hey, guys, I'm doing Twitch. Hit me up at Pyrocynical. I kind of get bored of just talking about trending topics, and it's like, because you don't really get to express yourself. It's more kind of like a rat race. It's like, oh, shit, better get this out before, like, 50 other fuckers jump on the bandwagon. But, like, I'll kind of have, like, an existential crisis and then be like, my entire channel is just talking about trending topics. So then I'll take a break for, like, a week or 2 weeks and then come back with, like, an analysis video on, like, a fucking game or something. I mean, I'm not saying they're good, but it's just something different, eh? But it never does
but
as
no
well
one
as
cares.
The trending topics.
No one gives a shit because
they want you for that one thing. Yeah, it gets good reception. Like, people like it, but it's not views. It doesn't translate into views.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, views
because
is what pays the fucking bills.
People want you for that one thing. And if you don't do that one thing, they're not going to give a shit. That's all it is.
I mean, that's not the fault of YouTube. That's not their fault. Like, look at Ninja. Take, for example, though. Look at Ninja. I'm giving you a good example. Ninja is huge, and he streams Final Fantasy XI sometimes. He gets 8,000 viewers.
Right, because YouTube's algorithm goes, wait, this doesn't have Fortnite in the title. We're not going to promote this.
What are you talking? I'm talking about Twitch. What?
Well, we're not talking about Twitch. We're talking about YouTube.
I'm giving you an example. I'm saying it's the audience, not YouTube.
Right, but YouTube doesn't help. Their algorithm pushes the content that they think the audience wants to see.
If a YouTuber gets big for
a series, like let's take the Angry Video Game Nerd as an example, because he's been around on YouTube forever and he's popular for a series, but he does, like, he'll put out an episode of his show, I think, like twice a month, but then every other day he puts out, like, here's a Let's Play or here's a movie review or here's a podcast, this and that, and his episodes of his shows get way more views than his other stuff. And part of that, of course, is the audience. A good chunk of the audience only gives a fuck about the show. But then YouTube, when you look at your recommended, as soon as an episode of the show comes out, they'll put it number one. Check this out. Yo, he made a new episode. Look at that. But everything else, they just don't even put in your feed because that they don't get views and people don't care about it as much. But still, there's a big chunk of the audience that would want to see that other stuff. But YouTube's not going to promote it because it's not the big, super popular thing.
I think you're both right in a sense. It's definitely to do with what YouTube wants to promote, but at the same time, like you said, Charlie, if you get big off a particular thing and you don't deliver it, then yeah, you'll get less views. I wanted to bring it up because
go ahead.
I uploaded a video like the other day, which is like some analysis on a really niche horror game that like no one knew about, and my like the subs and that clicked on the video, that they fucking loved it and shit, even though it didn't get great views compared to like, you know, TikTok reaction video 3 million. And the thing is, for the first time in my life, it got on like the trending section, like the gaming section for trending. And I'm not lying to you, every single video above it, except three, was Fortnite. Every single, I wanted to gouge my fucking eyes out, dude. It was the worst thing I've seen in my life.
It's currently happening to me right now, Niall. I've got a very popular series where I parody how it's made. And every one of those, I crank them out in like a couple hours, and I think after a week they average about 100,000 views, which is pretty good on average. But if I do literally anything else, whether it be stream montage highlights, which are whatever, or other parodies in the same style of other TV shows, literally anything, or original dumb jokes, anything, no one watches it. Because half of it is the audience only wants that one thing, and they only want that one series, and the other half is YouTube only for the algorithms puts that series up and makes it evident to people.
It's hard balancing it out, because obviously some people will just be like, oh, this one thing made me popular, I'll just keep doing that until the end of time. But even if you do that, there could be an algorithm change that fucks you over, or, which is more common, you'll probably just get burnout. I don't know, like, if you, for example, Charlie, you've ever gone through any kind of, like, creative burnout, or anyone here. To some degree.
I guess not really. I just always like making shit. I don't really care much about the platform. I think it does a lot of shit wrong, obviously. Like, it's objectively not in the favor of people that use it.
Yeah.
But I just like making things and posting it somewhere, and YouTube's the most convenient place for it.
That's always fair.
There's really nothing else that even comes close.
But we're burning out so bad, we've pretty much got to wrap up right now. It's the burnout. It's so bad.
This video is sponsored by Burnout.
Yeah, Burnout Paradise Remastered. All right, Jackson, do your thing.
Niall, shout out your stuff first. Yeah. Give
oh, hell yeah. All right, well, I run the channel Pyrocynical, where I make daily TikTok reaction videos. I've also got a vlogging series pretty soon with Will Smith. Check me out on youtube.com/paracynical. It's a great channel. I'm not biased at all. Yeah, it's my plug.
Beautiful. And I agree.
Go check out his horror video, his horror game analysis.
This is the one video where I can say, hey, it wasn't a TikTok video for once. Look, guys, I did a good video.
All right, Jackson, alrighty. Take it out.
Thank you, everyone at home, for watching this week's episode of the official podcast. Really appreciate you hanging around with us. If you want to support us more, you can head on over to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. We have a lot of bonus content there, full episodes over there that you can enjoy on demand. So thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Spotify, iTunes, thanks for coming, SoundCloud. On, don't forget those.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for coming, Niall.
All right. Thanks,
Niall.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.